players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Guy Galley Field on the campus of Arnhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where it is week 8, the final week of the regular season of the 2025 high school football season here on CARE Radio. And tonight, in the Northeast Kansas League, the Troy Trojans are being hosted by the Arnhill Mount Academy Ravens. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. You're looking at the radar, and it says, oh, the rain is gone. It ain't right, because it's coming down.
It might not be rain. It is a very heavy mist right now coming down. It is 54 degrees. Feels like 48 here at Guy Galley Field tonight. Wind out of the east at about 10 miles per hour. We're looking at 11% illumination. I don't think we're going to see any illumination this
evening.
Never
going to know.
30.11 inches of mercury and holding steady right now.
What's the rain? It's coming down and it's holding steady, and it is a group of intrepid fans for these two teams who have come out here tonight for MHMA. It is senior night. They recognize all the fall sports and activities, seniors prior to the game here tonight, and it was nice to see them getting a little tip of the hat and be escorted out. The Ravens are getting set to put a toe to the football, and we are about ready to get underway here this evening. Where are you at? You mind if I look? Ooh, okay. Here's the advance. There's the kick. It's end over end, not terribly deep. Skitters at the 25. Troy's going to pick it up, skirt to the right side to the 35, 45, 50. He's going to score. Nobody's going to catch him at the 30. Down to the 20, right side 10, into the end zone, untouched, Colt Jensen. We're going to make it an 80-yard kickoff return. It took 13 seconds into the opening quarter of the ball game for Troy to get on the board.
Wet fields make it a just great day for special teams, right? How many times do you see on a field like this, a big play gets broken loose because there's not a lot of good footing. And again, there wasn't some big cuts right there by Jensen. He gave a nice little shallow cut, as Pops would say, got to the numbers and went straight south. And it is going to be the two-point conversion attempt coming up here for the Trojans. Joseph, cue up some spots. I bet we're going to have us some points here tonight. Going for the two-pointer, it'll be Kasten Jasper. The snap gets away from him. He's running back, picks it up, throws up a desperation launch, and it is tipped, and it is incomplete. And we have come to our first break of the ball game. We got a timeout of the field. Yes, 13 seconds in. 11:47 to go in the first is Troy 7. MHMA coming up.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Back with you here, Guy Galley Field, and Troy's getting set to kick it away. It will be Lane Hartman to do the kicking, and Gus, I have to get a little bit used to the high school unbalanced kickoff lines, because we see, you know, colleges have five on each side, but here for Troy, four to the right, six to the left of the kicker. The ball is going to be on the right hash mark, and here we go. There's the advance, and there's the boot. It is very low. Skitters around at the 35, pecked up at the 30, and a lot of traffic back to the 36-yard line. Ravens are going to have it first and 10 right there. First and 10, MHMA, who trail already 6-0. Ravens in the home black uniform. For the final time this season, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants with gold and white lettering and trim. And as I look out there, Troy, all I could think, I think Kentucky, okay, with the white jersey, the Kentucky blue helmet, pants, and lettering and trim. What do you think?
Kentucky helmet, Duke pants.
Oh, okay.
Right, they're multicolored blue.
Hand off into the right side. Yeah, the pant is a little darker, about a 4-yard gain. To the 38, 39-yard line, let's call it. Second down, half a dozen for the Ravens. Going to be a hard night to pass the football, I would suspect. Although Troy likes to throw it.
Troy doesn't mind throwing it. They also have a running back that runs the ball pretty well. Now, Morehill Mount Academy is a team who relies on a little more speed, and so for them, trying to get out here and try to make some cuts, it's going to be a little more difficult today.
On a second down and six, called three wide left. They'll throw it over to Rapplinger. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and there is no escape for him. He'll be tackled for a loss back of the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third and 10.
Hunter Ingeman, along with Caden Rosenberger, make the stop on the play. Also, Christian Etherton. So a trio of Troy defenders over there to make the quick hit. And now for Morehill Mount Academy, looking at a third and 10 already.
As a receiver, you're way out on the side. They throw you that ball, and you look up, and you just see nothing but a wall of those white jerseys coming. It's got to be a sinking feeling, man. There's just no escape.
Yeah, so that quick screen is really tough to play, or to throw out there when you've got press coverage.
Here we go on a third down, 10 call for the Ravens. QB's back one step, throws it, picked and dropped. Boy, that should have been six going the other way, but it went right through the hands of Colt Jensen. Colt, the Ravens are going to punch the ball.
Colt said, I know where the end zone is, but the problem was just couldn't haul it in first before he took off to the far end. For MHMA, it'll be a quick three and out, and Jensen now back to return this punt. They settle in at his own 30.
It's going to only take about a minute and a half off the clock. And they will be booting it away. Jensen back at his own 30-yard line for the return. Snap is really good. Kick is very high. End over end. Lands at the 40, 35, rolls to the 31, out of bounds at the 30-yard line. you got to love that punt because it's unreturnable. Yeah, Cole Jensen right there. Watch that ball. Every last bounce before it finally trickles out of bounds. And for Troy, they're going to start this possession at their own 20. No, they're going to push it up to the 30. So at the 30-yard line with 10:06 left here in the first quarter, Troy with the football leading by 6.
You know, it's just remarkable that I'm standing here tonight. Coming through the parking lot, Raven fans here on senior night were doing the cookout thing and, you know, getting ready for the ball game. And I was offered hot dogs with sauerkraut. And the fact that I actually passed up and came in here tonight is remarkable. Here's a feed over to the left side. It's going to be good for 11 and a quick first down across the 40-yard line for Troy. And that is going to be, again, Colt Jensen. He's going to be the workhorse maybe tonight.
Yeah, Cole Jensen is a guy who has done some big things for this team. A 5'10", 160-pound junior. But we haven't even seen Troy really get a chance to get their running back, Tucker Jarrett, involved in the action.
First down to their own 41. QB back. Throws it over to the near side. That's the same play we saw the Ravens run. Didn't work. This one will work at the 50-40. Angling out of bounds to the near side. And steps out at the Raven 37. Another big gain. Another Troy first and 10.
That time Hunter Ingeman on the reception. A nice block out there by Cade Rosenberger. And finally ushering him out of bounds, the cornerback, Omari Shepard.
You know how I love a good hot dog brought with some sauerkraut?
See?
Man, and it looked fantastic. First and 10, Troy moving the ball, leading it 6-0 in the early going of the ball game. Motion will go to the left side. Backs on either side of the quarterback will take the snap, wrap up, and now they're going to flea flicker back. QB looking, throws to the right side, launches it clear over to the track. There was no one close, and it will bring up a, what, second down?
Yeah, if you're going to run that flea flicker right there, you got to sell the run a little more and force the safeties to drop down, but also with this misty weather, I don't think the safeties could see that the ball was handed off. And so nobody really bid on it, and it turned into just kind of a lost play right there for Troy.
Tucker Jarrett comes back into the ball game. They're going to bring Brian Ferris out. We're rotating players in on this second down and 10 call. Trojans with the football, leading it by a half dozen. Five receivers to the left side. You like that set?
Mm.
QB's back, flares it over to the rearmost, and the lead guys will block for him, and he'll gain 8.
Whoa!
What was going on over there? Is that a block?
For sure. There's a out near the track.
Wow.
When it's all said and done, it's going to bring up like a 2nd and 4? Yeah, we're going to set those sticks up, call it a 2nd and 4. If you kind of grew up in the early 2000s, think back to Varsity Blues. That was the oop-de-oop.
Okay. I don't have any idea what that was, but I'm totally trusting your judgment here. Third down at about 3. Handoff is going to go to the tailback, who works his way and twists and turns forward and very near the first down. The ball popped out, but officials immediately indicate that, in fact, it was down, and it is also a 1st and 10. By the way, Mason Kessler comes up with a football from underneath the pile for Troy. So just in case it was a fumble, the big 6'1", 218-pound sophomore comes up with it.
Hey, he knows what I'm talking about.
Do you? Varsity Blues. Sounds like a musical group from Memphis.
That too.
1st and 10. Keb Moe.
Oh,
a little contact in the middle. Here's the deal. If you're going to come across, you get it all, right? It's the same
whether
penalty.
You tap him or knock him down, it's still a 5-yard penalty. Mort Hillmount Academy offside is going to cost him Silas 5 yards. It'll set Troy up with a 1st and 5. 8:22 left here in the first quarter.
If you look around Guy Galley Field here tonight at the fans, and you should note, recognize all of them, these are the Hardy fans who love their team and love these guys out here playing it. Quarterback is back to throw, fires it over the middle. It'll be complete to the 15, all the way down to the 10-yard line, fighting for additional yardage. Close to the 5 goes Hunter Ingeman.
Now, there is a flag that came in right at the point of tackle. The official actually kind of threw it in off the ball carrier right there. As everybody comes to rest right inside the 10 at the 6.
We're going to come over and get a little bit of an explanation. It is a face mask against the defense.
So
So the ball at the six, give it half the distance. They're going to move it down to the 3-yard line, where it'll be first and goal for Troy on what is their first possession of the ball game. They do have 6 points. That was because they took the opening kickoff 80 yards for a touchdown.
Well, it's a short field here. First and goal, 3 yards out. QB's back. Pumps, pulls it back, rolls right, still rolling. Thought he might run it in. Now throws across the body, and it's caught for the touchdown. Deep in the back of the end zone, Hunter Engelman comes up with the reception. And as quickly as that, Troy has doubled its lead. 12-0 at 7:40 to go in quarter one.
Kind of paused for a second because there was a linebacker right there that reached out for it.
I thought he had it.
It almost looked like he was going to be able to stab that ball out of the air. Somehow it got past his hand and right in to the outstretched arms of Hunter Engelman. It is now 12-0, Troy.
Troy once again, as it did in its first touchdown, will go for two. With a running back on either side of the QB, we're going to have a penalty along the line of scrimmage. And it will be a false start by Troy. So this two-point conversion will become just a little bit longer. As you look outside, I mean, did you ever watch any of the old melodramas, you know, set in London on a foggy night, you know, where the crimes occur? This is what it looks like out here. It's foggy and misty and hazy, and it is very late October-like weather. It's very classic late October. Quarterback's back, pumps once, down throws to the left side, into the fade, into the corner, and there's a marker down at the pylon on the left side.
We're going to get a pass interference in the back corner of the end zone against MHMA.
Exactly what the preliminary indication is going to be. So for Troy, another opportunity. This is going to be their third shot at these 2 points. So we'll let them line her up and give it another go. This PAT has taken longer than their first scoring drive. Now we're going to get a little different look. Bit of an inverted bone. Hand off to the fullback. He'll bounce outside. Tackled in the backfield as the ball pops loose. And it's going to be down. And the two-point conversion fails. We got a timeout. We're still at 7:48 to go. We're still in quarter number one. But it is now Troy 12, Markham Mount Academy nothing.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Sure, you're ready to kick it away, Gus. You're absolutely correct that they do have the Kentucky blue helmet, but the darker blue, and again, more Duke blue pants. And the lettering, by the way, is the dark blue also. So take that for what it's worth. And again, with 6 to the left and 1 to the right of the kicker, they're going to get set to boot it away. Troy kicking from left to right across your dial in quarter number one. First kickoff for the Trojans. Not terribly deep, and this one is going to be exactly the same one, and an up man is going to jump on it and be down at the 37-yard line where he covers up the football, first and 10 Ravens. And again, they will begin this series pretty much exactly the same spot they began the previous one.
The first possession of the ballgame for Morehill Mount Academy. Didn't run a whole lot of time off as they finished with a 3-and-out, looking for a little more momentum on this drive as the miss, it just continues to come down. I call it a miss because it's a little heavier than a miss, but it's not quite just that deluge of rain.
Ravens took a minute 40 off in possession number one. And here they go with the first down. Little wraparound handoff into the right side of the line. There's just not much there. A hard fought yard or so. Advancing the ball up to the 39-yard line. Ravens with the football. Again, they go from right to left here in the first quarter. Mason Kessler for Troy, the big D tackle, makes the play. And he is just not even the biggest guy on the team, and he's a good-sized fellow at 6'1" and 218.
That time, Morehill Mount Academy tries to sweep to the right side. Just nothing doing. The cornerback comes up and was able to make the stop. That time, Lane Hartman 6 foot, 150-pound sophomore cornerback. And when it's all said and done, Morehill Mount Academy is looking now at a 3rd and 7 with 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tomorrow, homecoming 2025 for the Benedictine Ravens, and you and I are going to be up there at Wilcox Stadium, BC, hosting the Owls. 3rd down and 7. Quarterback is back, rolls, face away, turns over the middle, hits his receiver, who jumbles it, and it's going to be intercepted off the bobble and brought back to the 40-yard line. Troy with the INT, and give it to Christian Etherton. That time, the receiver had it for a second, and then he kind of went to readjust, pops in the air, and the strong safety, Etherton, just reaches out and steals it away. Takes off, crosses midfield down into Morehill Mount Academy territory. They're going to mark him down at the 39-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, Troy. And you see that all the time and at every level of football. If that receiver doesn't get it and doesn't literally spike it down to the ground, a defender who's going to be very opportunistic is going to pick that thing up, and that's exactly what happens. Quarterback is back, rolls left, wide open receiver, drops the ball on the left side. I think already, Gus, we are beginning to see the effects of the weather. I mean, throwing the ball, that's just not going to be easy out there.
Well, in the first possession, you're going to get away with it a little more, right? Because that ball has been in a bag. It's been covered up with a towel for the last, you know, hour or so. But now it's out on the sidelines. It's getting wet. It's getting a little heavier. It's just starting to become an issue out there for either team.
6.5 to go in the opening quarter. 2nd down 10. Troy just inside the Raven 40-yard line with a 12-0 lead. Quarterback's going to be all alone in the backfield, sending his running back over to the left. Now he'll throw into the middle, and it's going to be Duncan with the tackle. Deron Duncan with the stop for the Ravens. And you talk about a big guy, Deron is the biggest man on the field for either team.
Yeah, and that time Troy was just trying to run an underneath screen and never trying to just sneak the guy underneath Ron's hand, but that time he's reached out, pulls him to the ground. A loss of maybe a yard is going to bring up 3rd and 11 now for this Troy offense. We are under 6 minutes to play in this first quarter.
2 to the left and 2 to the right. QB will lob it to the right side, caught at the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be tackled way short of the first down. However, Troy's not punting, are they?
Deron Dikembe makes the stop on the play. And if you're Troy, no. You leave the offense out because on that play, you picked up 6, and now you're looking at a 4th and 5 right here. That time just running tunnel screen right, bringing it back to the left side.
Caston Jasper coming into the ballgame from the far sideline. Gus, and he's coming in with a little hitch and a get-along, as they say. He seemed kind of limping his way out onto the field, and he's their quarterback, 4th down 5. Hard count, trying to draw that defense off. They did it once. They'd love to do it again and get a free one. They're not going to. Quarterback is back. The blitz is on. He'll throw it to the left side. He's got a man, but it's out of his reach and incomplete. And the Ravens defense will hold. So for MHMA, they're going to get the ball back. Taking over on downs. 5:07 to go in the opening quarter. And the Ravens will begin this possession. Again, almost exactly where they've begun their last two.
Yeah, and for Morehill Mount Academy, after that interception by Christian Etherton, they don't really lose much yardage. This game has been played right now between the Morehill Mount Academy 30 and the Troy 40.
You know, in the old days, they talked about football being played between the 20s. These teams have not quite even gotten beyond that. Here's a handoff trying to get cut back in, but not happening. It'll bring up a 2nd down and 10. The ball carried by John Parker, the MHMA freshman, Kaden Rosenberger, with the Troy tackle. We talked about it earlier. Troy comes into the ballgame tonight with a 4-3 record on the season. They are 2-2 in district play and 3-1 in the conference. 2nd down 10, MHMA. QB will hand off a misdirection, right side, getting to the line of scrimmage, but not getting beyond that second level of the defense. Lane Hartman will quickly step up from the cornerback spot and make the tackle after the 4-yard gain. It's 3rd down and about a half a dozen.
That time, Morehill Mount Academy just running counter to the right side, and got some good pull blocks, able to pick up a little bit of that yardage. They're going to be sitting at that third down and five. They're going to take out a tight end and bring in another receiver. This time it looks like it's going to be Jace Campbell, the 5'9 junior.
Yep, he's going to come in for Mike Garrett. Third down, five. Mike Garrett, remember when he played for the Chiefs? Probably don't. Little wraparound handoff and a tackle for a big loss back there. That play very slow to develop. Quarterback takes the snap, the running back beside him, and then starts going forward. And by that time, the defense has gotten into the backfield. Both Briar Ferris and Henry Geiger combined on the stop, and Ravens looking at a fourth down and long, and they will, from their own half of the field, be punting the football away. And Gus, again, you're going to have Cole Jensen standing exactly where he stood every other time, getting the ball around his own 30-yard line. The kick away, it is high, it is rather short, and will take a rather inconsequential bounce laterally. It'll be at the 45-yard line, first and 10. Troy at their own 45. We mentioned the Ravens coming into the game tonight at 2-5 on the season. They are 1-3 in the district and 1-3 in the Northeast Kansas League. Troy does not have, I guess what you would call a classically deep bench over on the sideline. Got 10 guys over there and suited up. Here's a reverse to the right side, 50. Raven territory, 40. And sliding out of bounds along the near side at the 36-yard line. Rather unceremonious tackle of Jensen. And here's the thing. Jensen hit the brakes, trying to cut and stay inbounds up the sideline hash marks, but his feet gave out from underneath him. We're going to see more and more of that as the evening wears on. And the Ravens said, you keep trying to run, we'll keep trying to tackle you. First and 10, Troy moving to football once again. They're going to run Christian Etherton wide to the left side. They will fill a slot with Ingerman. Duo of receivers with Rosenberger and Jensen to the right side. Jasper the quarterback, Jarrett the running back. QB's back and markers. It's going to be offsides. So the Ravens got lined up a little too closely, and it just doesn't help like that, you know? That's a tough call for them. It's first and five now.
Yeah, this has been the third time tonight that Troy has started off with a first and five. We're under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
QB back to throw again. Looks right, goes left, straight over the middle, and it is going to be taken away, caught, and going into the end zone. Touchdown, Troy! That was a really nice job by Ingerman, because I thought, again, like I thought a couple of times earlier in the game, the defender was going to get a hand on it, if at least deflect the ball, if not catch it.
Yeah, the ball was thrown short. The receiver had to come back. The defender saw the ball. He came back and just kind of snuck between the hands of the defender. Ingerman catches it, spurts out the backside, hits the near side pylon, and gets into the end zone from 31 yards out. It'll be the second touchdown pass of the night by Kasten Jasper.
And Troy is going to go for the two-point conversion again. They are 0-2. Now they're going to go to the good old I formation. Got a fullback in front. Play action. QB's back. Throws it right side. Tight end uncontested. It's good. The two-point conversion is successful. Caught by Christian Etherton. And we're going to get a timeout, Joseph. The break, 2:49 to go on the first. It's all Troy early. Trojans 20, Ravens nothing.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
To kick it away again. And the Ravens expect to catch this thing around their own 37-yard line. That's kind of what they expect is going to happen. If history is any lesson, and it will be, oh, he's going to step aside, let it roll down to the 35 where it's picked up. So the front man passed up on it, and it's going to be brought back to, you know, around the 35. Really not much on that return. Ravens are going to have the football. It'll be first and 10, MHMA.
Does that always make you a little nervous, especially on kickoff where it's a live ball?
Oh, yeah.
Up back goes by it, expecting the guy behind him. I mean, that's got a lot of faith in the return man behind you.
If you're a coach, you coach the guy up front. If you can grab it, grab it.
Grab it, yes.
I would think. It seems prudent.
The only time you don't is if you can hear the returner behind you saying, I've got it. But, yes, always take it as an up back.
I thought you were going to say, as you hear the ball whistle past your ears, it's going by. First and 10, Ravens from their own 35. A little bit of a high snap, but hauled in. The sweep to the left side is going to be fruitful across the 35, 45, 50. Look out, he's going to score. Here goes the Ravens into the end zone. What a run by John Parker. Give him 65 yards and a score.
Wow.
That's lightning.
Got to the sideline. He did a great job of tightroping it there. 65-yard touchdown run with 2:27. So that possession right there takes, what, 12 seconds?
It is the same run that Troy made a little bit ago. Again, you got to the edge. Guys could not make a cut. They couldn't get the traction to catch you, and you just beat it down the sideline and into the end zone. And for the Ravens, they will go for the conventional PAT, looking to try to kick it through. It's a high snap. Holder's going to have to roll with it. He's going to throw it into the ground, and it fails. Timeout. More points in this one. Who would have thought this many points on this kind of a night? 2 minutes and 27 to go in the opening quarter. It's now Troy 20, Ravens 6.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Welcome back to Guy Dally Field, where the rain continues to make its way, falling down. It is super dark. I know tonight time, of course, it's dark, but I mean, it is heavy overcast. There's no moon, no stars, no nothing, and the lights are just beaming straight down, and there's no residual light going anywhere.
We talked about the mist letting up a little bit, but now it's starting to come back down a little heavier.
Here's the Raven kickoff. It's more of an onside kick, taking a big hop and an up man. Going to field it at his own 40-yard line, leaping up Caden Rosenberger. And there was a play we talked about. First guy says, I got to grab this thing, and he did a nice job.
So for Troy, they're in familiar starting position, this thing out to the 41-yard line. So their own 41, still 2:25 left in this first quarter. And can I tell you something? I think you could total the score tonight in the first half.
Uh-huh.
Spot that to William Woods tomorrow.
Uh-huh. No, we don't.
Yeah.
First and 10. About 4 yards better than they have been accustomed to beginning their possessions. Troy from their own 41. A little. I'm going to call that a tunnel screen. Is that fair to say? Or across to the left side, 45, 46-yard line. They're going to get me all the way to the 48. So they gained up about a half a dozen.
The textbook tunnel screen right there, right? Like, so the guard and tackle get down the field. The receiver takes one step, comes back to the quarterback, and then kind of gets in that little tunnel or that little lane, if you will, and cuts it up in a nice little run right there. Give them seven, second and three.
In 1979, okay, they would have called that the ISO pass. That's what John Flynn would have called it with his team when they won the state championship, 79. Quarterback back to throw on a second down, three. Sets up in the pocket, got all day. Markers are going to be down, and the pass is going to be broken up, and there's going to be a pass interference call down to the 15-yard line. That's going to be a tough call there. You don't think? Not too tough?
Just tackled the receiver. I mean, okay.
The ball there already?
No.
Okay. We got a flag.
We're going to get a hold down here. We're going to get a pass interference here, and when it's all said and done, we're going to replay second and three.
There is the first one. There's the second one. There's the outcome. Second and three. Only thing that happened there was he took about, what, 7 or 8 seconds off the clock. We're down to 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter now. It is a two-score game, 20-6. Troy in front of MHMA. So do we characterize this as a district game, or do we characterize this as a conference game? What do we call it? What do you look at it as if you're a player? Week 8?
Yeah,
week 8. Another game?
Senior night.
Senior night? Yeah. Second down, 3. Short of the 50. Little draw play. He's going to have some room. Crosses the 50. Cuts to the right side of the 40. Picks up a little bit of a block by a downfield receiver. And it's going to be upended at the 35-yard line. So, yeah, nice run by Briar Ferris.
And the receiver down the field, Caden Rosenberger, kind of gave a little half block because he really wanted to light up the defender, but knew he couldn't get a good enough angle and it was probably going to cost him a penalty. So you know what he did? The smart thing. You kind of chip him a little bit, but let him go. And a big run right there by Troy. The ball all the way down to the MHMA 35-yard line with 72 seconds left in this first quarter.
Well, Coach Murphy, been happy with that block?
Yes.
All right. That is the gold standard right there. Here's a little lateral to the left side, taking it to 40. Left side, 35. And again, walking the tightrope. But normally it's been on the right side, but this time Colt Jensen takes it to the left and will get another Troy first down.
You know what else Colt Jensen did is he got over there to the far side. He hit the brakes before he got onto that track because on a normal night, it's okay to hit that track. Tonight, I think that thing is going to be like a skating rink.
Yeah. You have the cleats, the wet, black asphalt. This is not rubberized track. This
right.
is, you know, 1985 hard asphalt. You know, like the alley behind your house, you know, if you got a good alley. Here's a sweep to the right side, maybe a hold in the middle, advancing to the 20, 15, cutting back across the grain, going all the way across the field and going to go into the end zone. How about that run by Troy's Hunter Ingeman?
That was an impressive run. He ran all the way from the left to the right sideline, put a foot in the ground right on the numbers, and cut all the way back to the left side. Angles towards the Troy pylon and takes it in from, he's going to get 23 yards on that run, but it's like 123 yards when he got all said and done.
He ran a long, long way. Troy picks up his fourth opening quarter touchdown right there. And as per usual, they will go for two. And every time they've gone for two, guys, they've brought a different formation to the line of scrimmage. This time they'll break out. QB pulls back, throws a pick. And he's going to bring it back. Can he not score that? No, not in high school? Okay.
Hold on. We got a penalty.
Oh, okay. Because that was intercepted very nicely by Peter Rapplinger, who I thought was going to sprint down the near sideline.
Illegal shift against the offense declined. The result of the play is ready for the kickoff.
There we go. Let's hang on to it here for a little bit. We've worn Joseph out quite a bit. What is that? 4-5 opening quarter touchdowns so far, and we've still got, you know, a little time left.
Right.
Hunter Ingeman. Yep.
On the touchdown?
Yep.
So for Hunter Ingeman, that's going to be his third of the night. He's got a reception of 3, a reception of 31, and now a 23-yard run. And point afters have been really the only thing that if you're head coach Derek Jasper in his 13th season, it's really the only thing you can talk to your team about and say, hey, we've got to get better on it.
So you've got that. And now I'm curious, where did that roster come from? Is that like off the website?
Coach sent it to me. Come on,
I love it.
Huh? What's wrong with it?
I love it.
Oh.
Because it's true. It's Hunter Ingeman.
Yeah.
He's obviously pretty hungry to roll up some points out there tonight. He's having a huge game, and we're still in the opening quarter. Call me Hunter, call me Hunger, just call my number, Coach. That's all I care. Little squib kick, fielded with the Ravens at the 30. Starting right, nothing. Going left, nothing. Back to the right, even less. Going to lose some more yardage, and it'll be around the 30 or so. The officials are going to give him a nice, generous spot of the ball.
Number one, Jace Johnson, a 6-foot, 150-pound sophomore on the stop right there.
What do you bet if your name is Jace Johnson Everybody in school calls you JJ. What do you think? What's that? What are the odds of that?
I would say that's kind of the limb I would go out on, right?
I think that's a good one.
Hey, can you also be surprised about this? Riverside, Centralia, already in the second quarter early on, because probably not much passing happening there.
No, Ravens are not going to pass on this first down. They're going to go right into the middle of the line and just kind of push and shove and maybe get a 3, maybe even 4 yards. Cole Jensen with the tackle. That's about as good a play as the Ravens have had so far tonight.
Well, that time they put Amari Shepard in at that quarterback and kind of ran it out of that wildcat formation. If I'm in HMA, I'd be fine letting this go down in the quarter, but they're going to break out of the huddle, and I think they're going to try to race one more play out.
They're going to have to hurry 5 seconds, and they will get the snap away. Flair pass over to the right side. Trying to go across the green, going to lose a couple of yards, and going to end the opening quarter. We'll be back. Time out of the field after one here in Atchison, Kansas. Detroit Trojans 26, Marshall Mount Academy 6.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm sure it's John Galley Field on the MHMA campus, Atchison, Kansas. High school football on a Friday night, late October. Welcome back, everyone. Troy in this Northeast Kansas League game leads MHMA 26-6 going to the second quarter. What you got over there? I think you look like you had some hot news.
Centralia right now leads Riverside 14-0 early in the second quarter, and
wow. John Riggins is there.
Out at Jackson Heights?
Ooh, yeah.
Jason's given up more points tonight than they think probably have total so far this season. They're trailing 27-0 at the end of a quarter.
Ravens back to throw on the first play of the second quarter. The blitz is on, and the pass over to the right side is going to hit the ground because I'm telling you, there was some huge pressure coming from Tucker Jarrett, and there was nothing for the Ravens to do but just get rid of that football. That's a lot of points to be given up that in an opening quarter, man.
I know that.
Ravens will be forced to punt the ball away on a fourth down.
Colt Jensen's going to be a little closer than he typically is. He settles in around the 30. This time he's going to be up near the 40.
Here's a kick. That's a nice kick.
Really nice
high
kick.
And hanging. It bounces at the 40. He's going to go out of bounds somewhere around the 36.
Yeah, the best part about that punt was he angled it away from Jensen. It hits, it gets out of bounds. No chance for a return right there.
Give props to the junior punter for the Ravens, Jace Campbell. So once again, Troy comes out of the football, first and 10. Now at their own 37-yard line. Troy has been pretty successful. They've scored on what? All but one possession? Is that right?
Yeah. Scored what?
Here's a little sweep to the right side. Turning up. The ball pops down. It's rolling around on the ground. It just shoots out of the arms of the ball carrier. And did a receiver downfield get that covered up? Apparently so. Wow. No, wait, do the Ravens have the officials have given no kind of indication. Now there's a marker down in the backfield. They're dealing with that also.
Yeah, we're going to get a penalty against Troy. They're going to decline that because they're going to say Morehill Mount Academy is going to get it back
gotcha.
On the fumble.
So for the Ravens, great alert play by that defense. And the ball carrier, because he was just running. Nobody had touched him. The ball just shot out of his hand. First and 10 Ravens, superb field position. At the 44 of Troy. Hand up to the right halfback. He'll sweep to the outside looking for a edge block that won't occur and markers all over the place.
Yeah, that play took a long time to develop, and so you're going to figure that there's a hold somewhere in the middle of all that. I'm sure he's got a couple guys trying to tie a shoe out there. That's a good teammate, right?
Yeah, and I'm supposed to, you know, with all of the pads and gears, kind of hard to just to lean down. And
you know what the problem is? he's wearing gloves.
Oh.
And so he can't really get a good feel for the shoelace. So holding against MHMA should back this thing up into MHMA territory, somewhere around the 47-yard line.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. First and, as you heard the PA guy say, first down at about 20.
We're very early in the second quarter. We're not even a half a minute into the second quarter.
Call Sabrina and get some of those.
We need the down
markers.
Yeah, those are so good. I'll never get over that. Hand off left side, zero gain.
That time Jack Moore went into the left side looking for something, but all that was over there was Henry Geiger and Marcus McKittrick. 6'1", 265 senior, 6'2", 176 pound sophomore combined on the tackle. Gain of, that was, give Jack a yard on it, second and 19 for MHMA. Again, the quarterback, Zayden Harper, walks all the way over to the near sideline and gets the call from the coaching staff.
Here's something that you've got to remember, too. We talk about, you know, all these players out here and the juniors and seniors. Zayden Harper, the Raven quarterback, is a freshman. To take the snap, look over the middle, throws one, caught. That was a perfectly placed throw, and it's going to get down near the 40-yard line. Picking up some good yardage for the Ravens. That's there so far to go. Chase Campbell that makes the catch.
That time he caught it right in front of Lane Hartman, and Hartman reached out, and he was going for the pick, missed it, had to spin around and make a last-ditch tackle. A nice gain on the play will set up more Hillmount Academy with a third and 8. At the 41, you got to think they're in four-down territory.
Right.
Look for at least half on this play.
As a defender, though, don't you feel a little more comfortable with trying to jump a route like that when you have a 20-point lead?
Very much.
Quarterback is rolling left, now throwing. He's got a man downfield, and it's picked off at the 30-yard line. Troy, the coverage man downfield, cuts inside an underthrow pass, and Caden Rosenberger pulling down the INT.
That's the second interception of the night for Troy. The first one for Rosenberger, and for Troy, they'll start this possession at their own 34-yard line.
The play was a good one, and the receiver was open, but got the pass in this weather is just a little underthrown, allowing that defender to jump in front and inside the pass and come up with a pick. First and 10. Here come the Trojans from their own 29-yard line. 2 minutes gone in quarter number two. Little wraparound delayed handoff. Off to the right side it goes, and diving forward, picking up a few yards, going to be Cole Jensen.
So
Jensen with the carry, and give him about 7-8 yards. Make it 8. Second down in a pair.
Okay. We had rain last Saturday, rain tonight, sounds like rain tomorrow.
I haven't even looked that far ahead.
It can rain as much as it wants, as long as it doesn't rain in a couple weeks in Baldwin.
We do not want a day like this there. We had a day like this there.
I'm still cold from it.
Second down to 12. But we bought some nice blankets on the way. We still have those. Here's a deep pass, caught, and that is going to be a long touchdown strike. Caden Rosenberger with the catch, with the carry. Let's make that 62 yards. Troy with another score. And, Gus, they have gotten some long-range scores tonight.
Yeah, you talk about the 80-yard kickoff return, a 31-yard punt, a pass, a 23-yard run, and now a 62-yard pass. And for Caston Jasper, it's going to be his third passing touchdown of the night. We've still got 9:14 left here in the first half of play.
Two-point conversion effort coming up. This may be the only chink we've really seen in the Troy armor so far, is converting two-point conversions. What are they, 1 of 3? And looking for this one on touchdown 4. Motion left, hand up to the left halfback. He's going to walk in untouched. Two-point conversions good on a run by Tucker Jarrett. And we're going to take a timeout. 9:20 to go in the half. It's now Troy 34. Morehamout Academy 6.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olés will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Well, as the precipitation here in Atchison, Kansas, continues to intensify, the Troy Trojans pay no heed to the weather as they continue to roll up points. Now, 34-6 is their lead, and we're still pretty early in the second quarter. Welcome back to Atchison, everybody.
Hey, Heat, I like what you did there.
You like that?
Yeah.
First time for the Ravens will get a big kickoff return. Their return guys are deep, and I don't know why. It's again, the kick is going to roll down and be covered up at the 35-yard line. What do you think anybody back there?
Yeah, I don't know. I would dare their kicker to try to just boom one deep, but that time the up bag, Jonathan Parker, falls on it.
Is that like if you're not going to return a punt, why don't you just send everybody after the punter? Just to say,
I got some math. I'll show you one of these days about
Oh, look at this formation. What are you going to call this? Is the Ravens bring all 11 guys in within about a step?
I call it a football start.
Wow. That was an interesting alignment. I mean, everybody was shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. None of that spacing.
Kind of lined up like the tush push, you know, if you would. And when it was all said and done, got to rocking around up front.
And they're going to come up with the same alignment. That's what they're going to do, just run into the middle for half a yard, quarter of a yard.
And that time they ran into the middle. Parker was there along with, Sam Tucker was in there along with Jack Keller.
So it's still second down, now 15. Raven quarterback, Zayden Harper, looking over to the near side. And McKinney's going to run John Parker into the ball game. And they're going to rotate him out with Mike Garrett. Second down, 15. MHMA at their own 31-yard line. Now they're going to go trips right, twins left. Blitz is on. QB's back, running for his life. Looking. Now he's just going to run out of bounds and doesn't get. Yeah, he might have gotten back to line of scrimmage. Might even have picked up a yard. And still bring up a third down and maybe 13. With 8:18 to go again, by running out of bounds, the clock once again. It's going to stop over here on the near side. Some really good fans coming to the game here tonight for both of these teams. Handful of umbrellas. I was never much of an umbrella guy. It was just one more thing to deal with. Never cared for it. Blitz on once again. Quarterback's back. Throws it in a hurry. It's going to be caught across the line of scrimmage. And there was a whole lot of short game.
There was a whole lot of traffic. You had two guys crossing right there. 9-1 was really sure as finally Amari Shepard reaches up, heels it out in the air, picks up a few. Let's give him six on the play. It'll set up now a 4th and 8 for MHMA. Now, Troy's going to run a return man back. And, again, are you shocked? Jensen's going to settle at his own 30. And now the coach has said, come up a little bit. Going to fake it.
There we go. The up man's going to take it across the 40. He will gain a couple of yards, but he got two, needed like eight, and it is going to be Troy football with the Raven 41. How about Marcus McKittrick? McKittrick, one of the seniors on his Trojan team for Coach Jasper, 6'1", 265, big man.
You don't think of the big defensive lineman chasing a ball down to the sideline, but that time McKittrick did it. And for Troy, they're going to start this position in their best starting field position all the way down to the Morehill Mount Academy 41-yard line.
Here are the things you can do when you have a lead. We talked about it with Troy a little bit ago. You can take some gambles defensively. And a moment ago, two out of three plays, they bring the house. They run, they're blitzing everybody. And you can do that. You can take those risks when you've got a little lead to work with. Here's the quarterback back. Heave-ho downfield. Gives it everything he's got, and the receiver comes back and makes the catch at the 20. An underthrown pass, but that time it was the receiver who curled back
to take it. And that's something we've kind of seen from Troy a little bit tonight. The receivers take off down the field, then they turn around and look at the quarterback, and Kasten Jasper, I think, purposely underthrows those so his receivers can come back. And whether they make the catch or they get caught up in a pass interference fighting back through that defensive back, either one is a win.
And Troy's going to take a timeout as they trying to decide how they're going to punch it in again. Break of the action. 7:27 to go in the half. Trojans 34, Ravens 6.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
The football at the Raven 18-yard line. Troy taking a timeout as they will be looking at a first and 10 and threaten again to go into the end zone because they have found the end zone a whole lot tonight.
I know that there's still a lot of first half left, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take Joseph Thunder away. He has a halftime score.
Yikes.
From what has got to be the latest homecoming of the year. Hiawatha hosting Perry LeCompton for homecoming tonight. So
we've had homecomings that started on what, week two with Atchison,
yeah,
September the 12th, and here we are. First and 10, Troy. They got a big lead. They got the ball deep in Raven territory and are looking for more. Coming out of the timeout, the quarterback drops back, feeling no heat, lobs one, skies it, and it is batted out of the receiver's hands in the middle of the end zone.
That time the intended receiver, I've got it as 21, but that's not a guy that appears on my roster.
Guys, here's your mind, either one. So, incompletion. It's going to be Troy looking at a second down. 10 still at the Raven 18-yard line. First, or rather, second down. I got to flip the area. I got to flip that thing over. Second down. QB with the running back on his left side. They'll race over to the right, and they will go left and then go back to the right and put the ball on the ground and pick it back up and run straight into the middle of the line and maybe close to a first down inside the 10-yard line. That was an ugly play that still netted about 9 yards.
Yeah, and, you know, when he dropped the football, it actually kind of gave him some better lanes because the linebackers came down. By the time he picked it up, he was kind of able to shoot around them and pick up good yardage. Just a little shy of the first down. That'll be 3rd and 1 right now for the Trojans.
Did it work? Yes. Are they putting it in the playbook? I don't think so. Probably not. 3rd down 1. Well within 4 down territory. They were in 4 down territory before they actually took the ball. And here's the handoff right side. It's going to go down around the 5. It'll be 1st and goal, Troy.
That time, nothing cute on the 3rd and short. They just hand the ball off, going right side, power forward, and set themselves up now with a 1st and goal as the ball inside the 5 at the, I don't know, let's call it the 3.
Yeah, here's what I like. The wide receiver to the left side for Troy. It's way away from the play. Got nothing to do with anything. The ball gets snapped. He just stood there. He's like, I'm just going to watch from here because I got no part of this play. I'm not participating. I got nothing to do. We'll call it 1st and goal, and we'll call it, yeah, I'm good with the 3. What do you say? QB's back. He's looking to throw. Now he's looking to run. Now he's going to throw, and it's picked off at the goal line. I think it slipped, Gus, out of his hands, and he started to throw it. The arm kept going, and the ball just kind of wavered and wobbled and floated down the field, and the Ravens come up with a big defensive play.
Yeah, what a job right there by Morehill Man Academy's Michael Garrett. He's going to come away with the interception and stymie Troy at the 3-yard line. I know, don't throw the ball inside the 5, but that time he had a receiver open in the back of the end zone, but then as he dropped back to throw it, the ball just kind of fluttered away.
Do you remember when Peyton Manning had the big argument with his center because they got the ball down the field and like three times in a row inside the five on the first goal, they threw the ball instead of running it.
See?
Offensive line was off bad. Got to run the ball. Three markers hit the ground before the ball gets put in play, and the Ravens are going to be penalized half the distance to the goal. It's going to go back to about the 2 yard line, first and a dozen. Now huddling up, middle of the end zone. Ravens will break out of it. Single receiver is going to go wide left. He'll pick up double coverage. The corner and then the safety over the top on the lone receiver. And from the Wildcat, they're going to throw to him anyway, and it's going to be picked off and returned for a touchdown. So the pass over to the right side is going to be intercepted by Colt Jensen. They tried to get it over there to Jace Johnson, but Gus, he got picked up with a double. The guy was over there covering him, and then the safety said, there's no one else in their pattern, so I'm just going to go over there and cover him also. And the interception and the return, and Troy will score now with the defense. And 5:35 remains in the half.
Good. Colt has to get a... He needs an offensive touchdown for the hat trick. He's got a pick six. He's got a kickoff return for a touchdown. Now he needs something on the offensive end.
So you got the defensive TDs, the special teams TD, and we've got another penalty. We've got lots of movement for Troy, and they will try the two-point conversion from further back. As good as the Trojans have been all night, the two-point thing has just been baffling for them. 40-6. Do we have the 34-point thing in effect tonight?
I don't know. Let's figure that out.
We will inquire regarding that. All right, here comes Troy once again. They're going to send one man right, two men right, three men right. No one is going to be in the backfield with Kasten. He'll take the snap. Be chased from behind, throw to the corner of the end zone on the fade. The catch is great, and the two-point conversion is a success to Hunter Ingeman. Time out of the field, 5:35 to go in the opening half. Troy, 42, Raven 6.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
A little breeze from the east, which means it's blowing directly into her face, moving the precip inside. But the bubble wrap is doing a really splendid job of protecting our electronics here tonight. So that's a plus. Ravens are going to be set to return the kick as Troy once again into the end zone and putting together a huge lead. Here's a short kick, rolling, picked up at the 20. A little confusion on the return to the 30. Up the right side to the 40. Grab for the jersey and drug out of bounds. A great return by Rapplinger. He'll have the ball up on the 40-yard line to the 42. Henry Geiger coming over. Because he couldn't wrap him up, but he wasn't going to let go.
He just grabbed a hold of him with one hand and rode all the way out of bounds. Hey, this time of the year we talk about his districts. We're looking to Mythical Week 9 next week.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, good luck to all the teams getting ready for volleyball. There's Morehill Mount Academy will have sub-state at Rossville. The Atchison ladies will make their way down to Paola for district volleyball tomorrow. So,
be a nice trip. Quarterback for the Ravens is in some trouble, spins, and is brought down maybe at the line of scrimmage. Caden Rosenberger and Colton Lutke. He looked like a dreidel out there. He was twirling around. Second down 10 for Marhill Mount Academy.
When was the last time you were at the home of the Panthers? Isn't it Paola of the Panthers?
The Paola Panthers, yeah. Gosh sakes. I don't know. Very long time.
Tyler Hennis, right?
Yeah.
The Paola.
Mm-hmm.
27, I believe.
second and 10.
I digress.
From their own 42. There's a pass over the middle in traffic, and it's incomplete. Gus, that was a good play, and there was an open receiver
kind of
in
threw
the middle
it
of that zone.
Yeah, and that time he threw it off the left hip. It was tough for the receiver to be able to turn around and get back to that football. And Michael Garrett, the intended receiver, the sophomore, wasn't able to twist the hips fast enough, and it'll fall incomplete. Bring up now a third and 10.
Thursday night is sports stuff. We talked about the Ravens are going to be hosting the Owls, and I threw out, when was the last time Benedict can played an Owls team?
Somebody get to the answer?
No, but there's only one Owl team that I ever remember, but I don't remember them in Atchison. I remember going to their place, third down and 10. Blitz comes on. Quarterback is back. Lofts one. Right side is going to be too deep and out of the reach of Amari Shepard. Well, that game was right here, Gus, on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, and it was back in about 1985, maybe 86, when we traveled on a Saturday night to Tarkio.
Wasn't Tarkio where you guys
had issues? Had bus issues.
Okay.
Yeah. And, there, of course, you'll remember the Tarkio Owls. Be now no longer in existence, Tarkio. Here's their punt, and that is not a great punt. Come off the shin, I think, maybe off his knee, and it is going to net negative 2 or 3 yards.
All these little girls getting ready for the halftime.
You betcha.
Fielded that ball cleanly. Very nicely done.
Yeah.
L.A.'s probably down there. She would have gone after it, too.
So, with the punt, it's going to be a first and 10 Troy,
the 39-yard line of MHMA.
The Trojan defense has done a nice job. Troy looks really sharp today. I mean, every facet, I mean, they have put points on the board in most every way you can. First and 10, just inside the 40. Quickly firing it over to the right side, cutting all the way across the green, outrunning the first guy, but not the second, coming up to the 32-yard line, a gain of probably 7.
Ian Bowes makes a stop over there, and that's probably not Ian. Nice. The tackle on the play. No, that's going to be Matthew Spencer making the stop right there.
Second down, 3. Just short of the Ravens' 30-yard line. We're inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Troy with a big lead. Looking to extend it. Ravens chase the quarterback. They'll hit him. He'll get away. He'll unleash the pass and just have it a little too far out in front of Colt Jensen. And had Colt caught that, because he's not going to score, but he's going to pick up a lot of yards inside the 15. Going to go incomplete, third down. And Troy, because you can see that Troy loves to throw the football.
That's it. That time Matthew Spencer got back there and forced the quarterback up into the pocket. And that time Caston Jasper got just a little bit of extra on that pass, and instead, if he could have it back, he'd like to have floated that out there a little better.
Engelman and Rosenberger are the receivers to the left side.
And there's something beautiful about the eye.
It absolutely is. Gotta love a foul. You know, I think that's part of what it is. Third down call. Hard count. Can't get the defense to bite.
Running back's rocking quite a bit.
Tailback will get the ball. We'll get the first down, and will continue to just kind of drive forward. And this is what, you know, the old running back coach says. You know what? You keep pumping the legs, right? You keep driving.
Yep. Make the first man miss and then use those legs to just keep driving forward. And nice first down right there for Troy. We're down to 3.5 minutes left in the first half.
Trojans out in front, 42-6, and looking to extend and widen that lead a little bit further. The rain is way up for the moment. QB's back off a deep drop. There's a big hold. No marker goes down, and the quarterback is going to pick up a first down. No, it's going to be short of the first down. They're going to say he
played at the 20.
Himself up at the 20. You notice as the quarterback's rolling left, and this happens all the time, that lineman who's on the backside, as the defender slides around him and he turns him, there's a lot of holes that probably don't always get called when that happens. And it's very easy for that hole to occur.
It's not a hold if they don't call it.
It's exactly right. Again, worst of a sage. Second and four. Quarterback looks right. Puts a lot of air under the ball. The receiver goes up and doesn't catch it, but we may have pass interference down at the goal line. Rosenberger, the intended receiver, right inside the right pylon.
That was a jump ball, and I thought both the receiver and the defender went up for it cleanly, and the defender has a right to make a play on that ball, but they are going to say he must have held on as he was going up for it. It's going to be a pass interference against the defense. So in high school football, the advantage is that's not a spot foul. So by the time they mark it off, though, it's going to be kind of close. They'll mark this in to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal right there.
I've always hated that spot foul thing in the NFL because that could be an 80-yard foul. 80-yard penalty in one little bump down the field. 2.5 to go in the half. It is first and goal right inside the 10. Again, back to throw. Looking left, nothing. Looking right, nothing. All day. Now we'll throw it left, and it'll be caught. And nope, they're going to say that steps out of bounds. It'll go incomplete, juggling the ball. She did not have control of it as he went out of bounds on the near side.
Yeah, that time they tried to throw it over here to the near side. And in there for Troy, it was Breyer Ferris, a 5'10", 175-pound junior, kind of right on the sideline, trying to tiptoe it, just couldn't quite haul it in. It'll bring up a second down with 2:20. Left in the half.
Caston Jasper has not been pressured tonight. He's had lots of time to be very selective, to make some good throws, allow his receivers to run complete routes. Back to go, throw again. This time he is being chased, and he would just quickly unleash the ball. And how about that play? As it was pressure on Colton Jasper, and a nice job by the Ravens to get in the backfield and get there in a hurry, and they'll bring up a third and goal. Jasper and Jensen, because they both look pretty tuckered out there. They've been up and down this field a whole lot in the first half. With the receivers on either side, let's see what they got. Third down and goal. Rolling right again. Chased again from the back. He's running. He's throwing against the grain, and it is broken up, nearly picked off in the end zone. Engelman reaches around and dislodges the ball from what looked like it was going to be an interception, and I think it was John Parker back there.
Yeah, Parker had it in his hands, and as he was coming down, Engelman just reaches forward, punches that ball out. It falls incomplete, and for Troy, it was kind of one of those best-case scenarios. Troy going to use a timeout to talk about it.
Well, hang on to it. What do you say?
Might as well. We got 2:07 left before halftime. Whole bunch of halftime scores, but I'm not going to ruin those for you. Joseph can fill you in on all of those here at the break, but we're just a little behind schedule, but that's not to be surprised as our game's always in last, and we've seen 48 points so far in this first half of football.
Lots of points, lots of passing, and all of those things, you know, contribute to games taking maybe a little bit longer. Tomorrow afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens at Homecoming 2025 on the BC campus will be with you from Wilcox Stadium. Football pregame at 12:30, beginning with Joel Osborne and our interview with the head coach. Get some keys to the game. We'll get you some insights and thoughts. And then Raven football at 1 o'clock. Benedictine, for the first time ever, hosting the Owls of William Woods out of Fulton, Missouri.
You know the hardest part of tomorrow for me? Trying to come up with some decent keys to the game because not a whole lot to draw from. We're going to talk about that during the pregame tomorrow.
QB's back on a fourth down call. They'll go for that fade. It's worked all night. It's working again. No, he dropped it. It's incomplete. The pass was there. The receiver had his hands. He could not maintain control of the football. And the Ravens are going to get it back on downs. And they have precisely 2 minutes to go 90 yards. Although, guys, they've had a long strike already tonight, so they are perfectly capable of jumping on the board.
You go back to that touchdown they had at the 220 mark of the first quarter, a 65-yard run by John Parker. And now the mist has kind of subsided a little bit. It's not terrible out here.
First down call, and a conservative run into the center of the line is going to net MHMA a couple of very hard-earned yards. So it is going to be a short gain for Jack Moore, second and 8. So are the Ravens telling me, Gus, from that play that they're willing to go into the locker room just to kind of circle the wagons and regroup a little bit right now?
Yeah, you remember back to the start of the game, Troy received the opening kickoff, so MHMA will get it to start the second half. So, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they would be okay getting in the locker room.
Quarterback rolls to the left side, goes all the way across the field, tackled just in the field of play for no gain. And again, you find your QB guys running 40 yards to gain none.
Yeah, and if you remember back during this first half, Troy has already burned 2 of their 3 timeouts, so it's not like they can really stop this thing and try to get the ball back. They can after this play, and so if I'm MHMA, I'll try to take this down as far as I can.
We do not have the luxury of the play clocks here at Guy Galley Field. Quarterback is back again. Now he's going to just sprint it to the right side. Gets the first down to the 25-yard line. How about Amari Shepard on that run?
And got chased down by Henry Geiger, but a nice run by Shepard will net MHMA a first down and be able to run this clock out if they so choose.
Here's what Troy's got. Okay, I just really think the size of those players across the front is a difference maker. Here's a sweep to the left side for the Ravens and a gain of about 5 yards. But it's 6'1", 170, 6'2", 176, 6'2", 215, 6'1", 218, and 6'1", 265. Those are all big guys along the front. And that is, I don't think there's any argument that it's one in the trenches a lot of times. The guys that size will do it. We will not see the ball put in play again as we have come to halftime. We'll return to Guy Galley Field to summarize the opening half for you as the two teams head for the locker room. It's Troy, 42, MHMA 6.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
The pageantry of halftime here at Guy Galley Field is the two teams have exited and have gone to the locker room, and Gus, the Troy Trojans coming in here tonight. And they got something to play for, you know, 3-1 in the conference. That means they are going to be in second place tonight, tied with either Jackson Heights or JCN. And
Jackson Heights is going to win that district.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that.
I'm
not going to share the score. I'll let that be a surprise here in a moment. I'm going to tell you. Jackson Heights is going to win that game.
Well, that said, Troy's come out here, and they play solid football. They are a good and well-coached team.
Yeah, and for Troy, they really got things started on the opening kickoff. It only took them 13 seconds to go 80 yards on a Cole Jensen kickoff return for a touchdown. Shortly thereafter, a three-yard touchdown pass from Kasten Jasper. He had three of them in the first half to Hunter Engelman. He then followed up with a 31-yard pass to Hunter Engelman. And then Hunter runs one in from 23. Kasten Jasper, one more pass to Caden Rosenberg. And then Colt Jensen with a four-yard pick six. Motor Hill Mount Academy's touchdown came off of a long run. A 65-yarder by John Parker at the 227 mark, and lined up for the point after kick. And again, the snap went a little errant. Quarterback got up, tried to throw it. It went south quickly. That got us to our 42-6 score here at the half. You look at Moore Hill Mount Academy. In the first half, they had nine possessions. On those nine possessions, they ended up with four punts, two interceptions, a turnover on downs, and got to half. For Troy, they scored touchdowns on four of their eight possessions. They had a fumble. They had an interception thrown and a turnover on downs right there late in the half when it looked like they were going in for one more touchdown.
Well, again, fans group out here entertaining the crowd. We're going to have the little dancers coming out here in a little bit. And there's nothing that brings a crowd better than that. And we'll be enjoying all of that. And we look forward to enjoying and bringing you the second half of tonight's high school football game here on Care Radio. But right now, it's intermission in Atchison. We'll be back with the halftime score. Troy 42, MHMA 6. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got college football for you tomorrow. As the Benedictine Ravens will be playing host to William Woods. It will be a 12:45 pregame with a 1 p.m. kickoff up at the Benedictine Ravens North Campus here in Atchison, Kansas. It promises to be an exciting game. Over on our sister station, we will have K-State at KU with the KNZA picking up that game at 9 a.m. in the morning. That game, again, has a kickoff of 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. And, of course, you can find that game on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coming up on Monday, we'll have NFL football with the Kansas City Chiefs at the Washington Commanders. Again, kickoff is scheduled for 7:20 in the evening. You can find that game on KMZA 101.3 and KMZA 92.1 and KLZA 101.3. Coming up next Thursday, we will have the sports look where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports look immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evening, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then we will have the last week of the Atchison, Marhill, Mount Academy, and ACCHS high school football coaches' insight immediately following sports look. Next Friday night, we've got high school football scheduled, but we do not know who's going to be playing at this time. It will be an interesting time to find out. Stay tuned all week. Then next Saturday, we'll have Missouri Valley at Benedictine with kickoff scheduled for 1 p.m. as well. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taking a look around the area right now, we've got some halftime scores to report. Jackson Heights is having a very good night against JCN with a score at the half of Jackson Heights 39, JCN 0. In the Sabetha St. Mary's game, St. Mary's has got 6 points to Sabetha's 21 at the half. Leavenworth is leading Holton 23-16 at the half. Perry LeCompton has twice the points of Hiawatha right now with 14 to Hiawatha's 7 at the half. Silver Lake has 3 points to Council Grove's 0. Centralia has 14 points on Riverside's 0 right now, and Troy has got 42 points to Marhill Mount Academy's 6. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 49. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 56 tomorrow, chance for showers. 49 tomorrow night, rain showers likely. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers possible both days.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it is 52 and misting in downtown Atchison. Well, a little, maybe just a hair heavier than misting right now. It feels like 49 out there. Winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 90%. The dew point 49 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.12 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz, Fieldside, in just a couple of moments.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition. Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Guy Galley Field here on the campus of Barnhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, for this Northeast Kansas League high school football game, week 8 of the regular season, and the final game of the regular season, I guess, if you want to really look at it that way, is teams are coming out of the locker room. We're getting set to go to the second half, and the visitors from Troy, Gus, they're playing really well.
Yeah, they've done really good this first half, 42 points. There are a couple of possessions so far that they can look back at and say, sure, we could have cleaned that up. They could have scored right there before the half when they threw the interception. I think really the only thing that Coach Jasper would be hung up on at this point is the point afters. You know, I think that's one of those things that, you know, you're leaving a lot of points out there. They only were successful on two. The last two, they were good on a two-yard run by Tucker Jarrett and then Hunter Engelman on a reception. But other than that, they've struggled with the two-point play tonight.
Senior night, 2025, also for Barnhill Mount Academy is prior to the game. They recognize all the fall sport and activity participants, the seniors, and there are a bunch of them, names with whom you would be extremely familiar, and it's always nice to see them getting a little extra recognition. They put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work for their respective, you know, sports or activities. And, guys, don't forget, if you want to kind of catch up now, here's the thing. The guys are going to have to really be on their A game tonight on the high school football scoreboard show on 103.9 coming up after the ball game, because tonight they will be absolutely, unequivocally able to say who is playing whom next week and where. You know, for the past several weeks, you know, we've all been kind of speculating, you know, well, it looks like, or if it ends today, well, they will be able to look you squarely in the eye, as much as you can through the radio, and say, here's who's playing next week. I can guarantee you a game next week.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Benedictine at home with Missouri Valley. Now we're talking my lingo. So, tomorrow, the Ravens will host William Woods for homecoming, and then next Saturday, they will be home again. The Ravens, if you haven't seen them this season, fantastic, spectacular season. You've got to get out there, and you got a lot of chances. With four games left, Benedictine has three regular season home games left on the schedule. Not very many times are you this backloaded on the season. We've been gone all of October.
Well, I was going to say, there's the thing. We have not been, and as they call it, the friendly confines of Wilcox Stadium forever.
September 27th was the last time the Ravens were at home. So,
a big birthday weekend.
It's been a minute, but plenty of chances over the next few weeks for Raven fans to get up there and see them. The only trip we've got left is actually a short one. We're going to go to Baldwin in about 3 weeks. So.
Yes, and again, we talked about this, and we're going to need to talk about it a whole lot more. Special seasons are special because they are so infrequent, okay? And the Ravens are in the midst of one of those. This is going to be one of those, you know, for the ages kind of years, when you're going to be telling the grandkids about. It's going to be up there, you know, you'll be talking about this like you're talking, like you talk about the 18 season. And you really need to get up there, see this team, enjoy this. Soak it up. Take it in. These don't happen all the time. It is a good team, and they are fun, and they are well-coached, and they are talented. Ravens tomorrow with William Woods. K-Radio pregame at about 12:30. Kickoff at 1 o'clock from beautiful Wilcox Stadium. And now you can look up there at the new library, Gus, and it's all, the facade is all bricked, and windows are in, and it is, you can really see what you're going to have there next year. All right. You mentioned it a moment ago, the Ravens kicking off to begin the game, which means the Trojans will be kicking off to begin the second half. Ravens, you know what they want? You want to really think they want? I think they just wanted a nice possession here.
Right.
Move the ball a little bit, pick up some first downs, you know, just kind of get a little feel-good possession.
Yeah, just trying to put together a little possession, move the ball. They did have the one where they had the long 65-yard return, or the 65-yard run, but again, pick up some first downs. Run a little clock right here.
Lane Hartman burns a few bugs off the top of the grass as that ball never got over 3 inches off the ground, and the Ravens are going to cover it up at the 35-yard line.
All this rain, there probably are a few worms.
Oh, yeah. The night crawlers are everywhere right now, right? First and 10, Benedictine, Morehead Academy Ravens. They will call it at their own 34-yard line.
Bottom of the fourth for the World Series already. And it is Dodgers 2, Toronto scoreless.
Ravens are going to run to the right side on the first down and not get back to the line of scrimmage. Emmy Kimmy's got Amari Shepard back there, the senior. He's a, you know, as he tackled by Tucker Jarrett, because he is what you would call on a football field athlete, right? Because he's going to play pretty much any place you put him and do it right and do it well.
I've seen him line up at running back, wide receiver. He's run that wildcat formation, the quarterback position. So, yeah, he is, you know, when you start to see more of that, like with recruiting, guys are just listed as athlete.
Okay.
And that's what he would be. He's a guy who can fill a lot of different roles and needs for your team.
I would call Zamar athlete because he could play all those positions if you need him to. Here's a pass over into the flat and going all the way across the field, a little push in the back, no marker, and they're going to lose about 3-4 yards or something.
That
like
time,
that.
Colt Jensen was the first guy back there to turn it back inside and making the stop on the play for Troy. Sam Tucker, 6'1", 170-pound sophomore, was very alert on that play. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 15 for MHMA.
Yeah, the rain has really pretty much subsided now. The breeze is still from the east, and it is still very, very cool here this evening. And many of our good fans have taken refuge in a warmer climate, like in their car or in their living room.
Third down, 15. QB's back on the long call and throws the pass very short and into the ground. He got a big hit. And the official says, that's okay.
And then the defensive end came screaming off the edge, untouched, and there was nowhere to go for the quarterback on that play. It was Sam Tucker over there for Troy to put the pressure on the quarterback. And again, we're going to see Colt Jensen settle in this time, probably around the 45 of his own.
Jake Campbell's got in the punt, and he's really done a great job with the exception of the last punt of the half that kind of got away from him. So he'll take that snap and get away another right off the side of the foot. It's going to land out of bounds and hit one of his teammates. And again, Jace's hands on knees going, man, I don't know what's going on out here. He looked like Harrison Butker in the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. Just can't quite find this, can't quite find it.
So for Troy, they're going to start this possession on the MHMA side of the field at the 40-yard line. This will be the ninth time this evening that Troy has had the football.
And they have begun several of those possessions on the Ravens' half of the field. First and 10. QB's back, looks left, throws left, hits his mound on the outside hip, gets it inside the 35-yard line, and down to the 30 is going to go Christian Etherton. It'll be a first and 10. That was a nice pass because he hit him on the correct side where he wanted to put the ball. The receiver was looking on that side, and he was able to take it and a quick pivot downfield.
Stephen Wharton over there for Morehill Mount Academy to make the stop.
Now you're going to get Etherton coming out of the game, not because of any reason other than I think coach is going to rotate some guys in here in the second half. The diamond is the receiver formation, far side. The roll to the right, and as the heat comes on, the pass is going to be a little high and right through the hands of Colt Jensen. He reached up and probably should have caught that. He got both hands on it. And I think it's like a baseball play. You get the glove on it. You don't make the play. It's probably an error. You get both hands on the ball above your head. Probably they expect you to catch that one.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those plays that even if you asked him, he'd say, man, I make that catch most times. But tonight it just got through there. And you also got to think, though, as the night has progressed, it's been wet. It's a little cold.
I'm freaking
out. It's a little hard to hold on to that football. Your fingertips, you know, get tough out there.
Second down, 10. Motion left. Little handoff on a misdirection and a gaping hole. Straight ahead, Tucker Jarrett. And because that tricked everyone. They had the jet sweep set up. They faked the handoff to the sweep man and then a delay handoff to the running back who went straight ahead as the whole defense was running to the side. The ball carrier went north.
Yeah, nothing fancy about that play. Just lowered the shoulders, snuck by a couple defenders, pushes forward, down just short of the 10. So they're going to say first and 10 at the 11. He can pick up a first down at the 1.
And the handoff again, straight ahead, running by the lone running back who is flung to the ground. Cole Jensen is going to pick up a few yards down there, but make it a second down half a dozen.
Jack Moore.
Raven tackle.
Jack Moore, one of those seven seniors for Moore Hillman Academy. Jerron Dekumbe, Amari Shepard, Ethan Zimmer, Jack Moore, Ian Bose, Jacob Murphy, and Michael Garrett are your seven seniors tonight for Moore Hillman Academy.
Second down and a long five. We're going to get a Troy timeout. Coach Jasper wanting to talk about it. We're taking a break, Joseph. We're down to 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Troy, 42, Ravens 6.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Ravens huddling up around me. Defensive coaching staff. Here comes Troy, who has taken the timeout. I'm going to scratch out something over there in the dirt. It is going to bring up a second down and It's about second down five at the six. Ravens look a little confused out there. We're seeing players looking at one another, kind of hands outstretched, like, are you sure who's supposed to be where here? What's happening? No one's in the backfield with the quarterback who takes the snap, quickly throws it to the left side, pursuing and bumping him out of bounds. It's going to be not to the end zone. Did he get in? He did reach in. Got across the plane of the end zone. It will be a touchdown Troy. And what that just was, a foot race to the edge. And Troy wins it. They get into the end zone and push their lead now to 48-6. Still 8:46 to go. Third quarter. So we still got some football to go here yet. PAT, the two-point effort. Troy has been successful twice with that. They've got an eye because it's stacked up behind the right tackle. Now look at him shift. All 11 guys make the shift. They change sides, and the official says, this is craziness. It's going to be an illegal shift. Delay a game. Going to mark that thing back.
Whole lot of miscommunication out there. And when it's all said and done, the official said, no, that is no dice. Hey, the top of the fifth, 2-2, Toronto and the Dodgers. Now batting Shohei. Do you just walk him? I get it. He's 0-2. I wouldn't let him have one single at-bat the rest of the series.
You sound like Billy Martin talking about George Brett. Here's the two-point conversion. QB bounces to the right. Now throws across the body. He's got a guy. Makes a dive. Did he catch it? No. Again, Detroit. Two-point conversion is not a success. We're taking a break. With 8:46 to go in the third quarter, Trojans 48, Ravens 6.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Because I'm taking a little bit of a football field survey. At what point on the field are those light standards? At about the 15 yard line?
About the 15,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are at the 20.
It's very unofficial.
And those are the 15.
Yeah. Very unofficial and meaningless, but I'm still looking at them. Here comes the Troy kickoff, and it is the same as it's been the previous times, except this time it gets away. Everybody's chasing the live ball, and the Ravens are finally going to be able to dive on it at the 30-yard line. So, all said and done, always worth that. If there's something to be said for consistency, the Troy kickoffs have been spectacular.
Okay. Yeah. But I think that's exactly what Troy wants to do, right? Maybe cause a little chaos, cause a little confusion, and once in a while you're going to recover one of those because it's going to spin out, somebody's going to misplay it, somebody's not going to play it, and you're going to come up with, you know, a recovery on a live ball.
And what else you're going to do is you're not going to get any big old returns, okay? And you're willing to give it to him at the 30. Here's a deep pass over the middle, and it's going to be well out of the reach of a racing Amari Shepherd, and incomplete, second to 10. Amari was open.
Yeah, that time Amari had run just a little bit of a slant route and got right in front of the defender and had about a step and a half on him, but the pass just a little too far out in front of him and couldn't haul it in.
Let's talk football nomenclature here. Now, I always considered a slant up the numbers and then to the middle, but that was a kind of up the inside hash marks and out toward the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, that was more of what you would call like a quick slant. It's like straight out of your stance and arrow across the field. Some guys would probably call it an arrow.
Second down, 10-4, Morehill Mount Academy. Clock stopping with that incompletion. Here's a pass over to the left side, and it was telegraphed. The defender was there as quickly as the ball was there. It's dislodged. It's going to go incomplete. Coach Jensen over there to cover the play, and just the Ravens will look at now a third down, and they have taken, very little time off. That TD occurred at 46, and we're at 30. They've taken 16 seconds.
That time they're trying to sling it out there to the left flat, looking for Peter Raffelinger. But the problem was, that pass takes so long to go from the right hash all the way out to the left numbers. Colt Jensen tried to jump in, and it was all said and done. It's going to fall incomplete.
And when you're ahead by over 40, you can get pretty aggressive. You could take some of those gambles just like this, where that tackle is made way out of the bounds and on the near sideline as Amari Shepherd getting outside. But Tucker Jarrett never lets him get to the edge. It's going to be fourth down 13.
That was a great job right there by Tucker Jarrett, just reading the play, finding a little bit of an open gap, shoots into the backfield, makes a hit. And can I tell you, at this point in the ball game, if you're Troy, and we've started to see him do it a little bit at the cornerback position, you can maybe abandon a few of your, you know, responsibilities and kind of play outside the box and do your own thing and try to make a play.
There's a punt. That is a much better kick. It'll bounce at the 50, be taken at the 45, retreating and tackle at the 40. That was an excellent job out of kick coverage. Colt Jensen thought he was going to be able to backpedal and get around the edge, but the Ravens got back there, did not allow that corner to happen, and Jack Moore with a nice special teams tackle.
Yeah, how many times tonight, though, have we seen that Troy player be able to, you know, retrace his steps, cross the field, and then make a nice return or a nice play? That time, a great job by Jack Moore. Sure-handed, comes in, cleans it up. And for Troy, still nice starting position, but all the way back to the 40.
First and 10, here come the Trojans. Ravens taking about a half a minute off the clock with that possession. At their own 40-yard line, here is the jet sweep, right side, hit in the backfield by one, then two, and a tackle for a huge loss on the play. That is back-to-back big defensive plays for Mar Hill Mount Academy.
That time, Michael Garrett getting back there, making the stop for MHMA.
Hunter Engelman, the 5'10", 170-pound senior for Troy, because he just never had a chance to get to the edge. That was good pursuit. Second down and 16. This might be, is this the worst field position of the game for Troy? I mean, I'm looking at it. I don't remember being this far back.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. Back inside their own 35-yard line. Caston Jasper, junior quarterback, puts this on. He hurries and throws it into the middle. It's intercepted. Taken away at the 12, 30, 25, 24-yard line. Here's what happened. The blitz was on. Jasper panicked. The defender was about ready to swarm him. He threw a pass just into traffic, and the Ravens come up with a huge interception.
Yeah, that ball was thrown into the middle and intercepted, and it was Vincent Humbert who was the beneficiary of being right there and alert, able to take the ball away, and that's a big interception right there for MHMA, because that's going to set them up with their best field position tonight, all the way down at the Troy 23-yard line.
Ravens with little pep in their step. It's a first down call. Quarterback steps up in the pocket, throws one over the middle, and it's going to go incomplete at the 10-yard line.
That time he had Peter Raffelinger near, and right behind him was Amari Shepherd, and that time the quarterback threw the ball, Zayden Harper threw the ball kind of in the vicinity of both guys to see if either one of them could make a play. Neither could. Ball's incomplete at 6:47 left in the third quarter.
Second down for Mar Hill Mount Academy. This is clearly, easily, and unquestionably the best field position they've had to take a snap tonight. They did score on the long run, but they have never had a snap this deep in Troy's territory this evening. Second down, 10 call. They'll go jet sweep to the right side. Little lead block and cutting back into the middle and carrying the ball down to around the 22-yard line, picking up some very tough yardage, a couple of yards into the right side of the line. It'll bring up a third and long.
Go across town to Amelia Earhart Stadium. They are already into the fourth quarter with a running clock as Atchison leads Wyandotte 49-0 headed to the fourth.
Still 15 to go in the third here.
Silver Lake 3, Council Grove 0.
Yikers. That's a pretty good football game right there. Receivers will go sideline to sideline. Quarterback is back, lobs one, timing pattern right side, diving, and there's a pass interference at the goal line. Reaching up, Zayden Harper, just as the Ravens had brought Brody Cody into the backfield to quarterback the team. They brought the freshman Cody into the backfield and put the freshman who had been quarterbacking Zayden Harper out as a receiver on that play. Here we are, you're week eight. Why not, right? Yeah.
You find yourself trailing here in the third quarter. You got nothing to lose. Throw them out there. Just try to figure some things out.
See, and I'm thinking not only try to figure some things out, but I'm saying let those guys have a little fun out there. Come on. You want to get to the end of the season feeling a little happy about some things? This would be a good one. Getting into the end zone would make them feel a lot better also, as Morehill Mount Academy is going to put Rapplinger as the lone receiver to the left side. They're going to go with a bit of a double wing. Offset eye in the backfield. Handoff is going to go to the tailback, going into the middle of the line, pushing ahead, getting inside the 10, 9, maybe the 8-yard line is going to be Omari Shepherd. So Shepherd, who we've been talking about all night, playing a myriad of positions, goes to the running back spot on that down. Picks up some hard-earned yards. It'll bring up a second down. Now, it is not second and goal. It is second and 8 from the 9, and they can pick up a first down, but it's literally at the 1 or maybe even a little bit inside the 1-yard line. Clock zipping along here in the third quarter with 5:15 to play. It is a commanding lead for Troy, with the Ravens looking to punch one in. From the split backs, left halfback will get the ball. He will cut in, does not follow his blocking to the outside. Felt like he had seen some daylight in the middle more quickly than the edge, but Henry Geiger closes down quickly. It'll pick up a third down and 5 at the 6-yard line.
We got a score for you. It was a second quarter score, but Highland Park led Washington 24-0. So I think that's a shock for a lot of people at this point.
You know what people are going to be looking at, too, tomorrow? About 11 in the morning before the Raven game, they're going to be looking down to the booth. Don't you think?
Yeah, Kansas, hosting Kansas State, looking to break a 16-year streak. We're going to get a face mask right there. As handoff went into the middle, and then Shepherd hit the line. He got his head turned around, and face mask, Troy.
You said 16-year. It feels like a 16-year streak.
Because the joke was that that streak can drive.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I like that. And in Kansas, you get probably a farm permit sooner than that.
Yeah.
4:15 to go. How old you got to be to drive one of those UTVs on the street? You
got to reach the pedals, right? You know.
Cohen could do that.
Worried that Romy would try to do that.
Oh, Romy would love to do that. She had somewhere that she felt like she needed to go. You just better not have the keys in the ignition. 48-6 is the Troy advantage here in the late going of the quarter. Here's a handoff into the right side, getting down close to the goal line, but short. Ravens will look at a fourth down and half a yard. A yard and a half from the end zone.
That time Shepherd tried to run, but Lane Hartman over there. Lane, a 6-foot sophomore cornerback, done a really nice job tonight. Hasn't really had to play a whole lot of coverage. He's done a great job coming up, making tackles on that corner. Now for MHMA, they're looking at a fourth down, but it is not fourth and goal. It is fourth and 1, and the ball is at the 2. So they can still pick up a first down without getting in the end zone and by themselves. 4 more downs.
Okay, if you're the coach, now you're going to find out what he thinks his best play is. Because you run your very best play here, right? Fourth down.
You should.
And 1, a yard and a half away. Show you a handoff. No, the quarterback loses the ball, goes back and covers it up at the 10, loses 9 yards.
Yeah. Troy's going to get the ball back on the turnover on downs. But, wow, that was a read option. And the quarterback pulled the ball. Well, as he pulled the ball, the running back kind of had it. The ball hits the ground, rolls around, and when it's all said and done, a turnover for MHMA.
Over linemen say run the rock. with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Deep in their own end, their own 10-yard line. Here comes Troy. Little misdirection, handoff, little trap blocking in the middle one. Look at that block. Goes clear outside, almost at a sideline. That block was 30 yards from the line of scrimmage and still going on.
Perry LeCompton spoiled Hiawatha's homecoming tonight, 41-7.
Troy's going to break out of this thing on a second down 9.
Jackson Heights having a really good night tonight.
They have a good night every night, don't they?
Into the fourth quarter and however many minutes are on the clock or how many minutes are left in the night.
Yeah, make a roll. Here's a snap back, but an offside defense. So the second and 9 becomes second and 4, and that is an entirely different call. 2.5 minutes left about in the third quarter.
About 5 minutes away from Mickey making an appearance.
Oh, yeah. High school football scoreboard show going to be making an appearance on 103.9. Tune into that after this ball game. Jake and Boz are going to have every matchup in America. Here's the quarterback being pursued. Hit from behind. He's sacked deep in his own end. What a play by Rapplinger.
Peter Rapplinger doing a great job chasing the quarterback down from behind and pulls him out for a big sack. It'll be now 3rd and 15. Rapplinger would look more like Bullwear on that type of a play.
Captain Jasper's like, where did he come from? No one has put heat on him all night like that. Rapplinger did a great job of getting into the backfield in a hurry. It's 3rd and 14. Got to get this thing all the way out to near the 20-yard line. Minute and a half to go in the third. QB's back. He's in the end zone. Throws one across. It'll be taken on a misdirection to the 15. Hit, stood up, and spun down short. Gus, we may see Troy punt. We don't see a lot of that tonight.
Yeah, for Troy, they're going to sit here and look at a 4th and 4, and they're just going to race the offense up on the ball, and they're going to quickly snap this thing.
You think they're going to snap it? They're just going to try to draw them off.
And now we're going to get a, I believe it's a false start.
Nope. They are going to
come offsides, Morehill Mount Academy.
And there's the first down.
Head to the first down.
Wow.
I thought the tackle stood up before that defensive end came across, but nonetheless, a penalty will cost Morehill Mount Academy an opportunity to get a turnover there. And now, with a minute left here in the third quarter, it'll be 1st and 10 Trojans.
QB's back, setting up the screen. Left side, it'll go to the 25 and down at the 25-yard line. You know, you got to love the intensity. And I'm assuming that marker had accidentally fallen from the official's belt, or is there a penalty? Because one of the players picks the marker up and hands it to the line judge.
Face mask.
It is going to be a penalty. Face mask defense.
Face mask is a call against the Raiders.
I think that's why the Troy players, he got up, wasn't exactly thrilled with the way he got taken to the ground. We're down to 49 seconds left. It's a long third quarter.
And it really hasn't been that much scoring in this quarter, right? Here? I mean, the scoring in the first half
one touch him.
Yeah. Scoring in the first half was much more substantial. 1st and 10. Now at their own 30. No pitch and another penalty, and this time it's going to be false start offense. So the quality of play has deteriorated just a little bit. Now the players, I mean,
do they be any good?
Generally, they've been the state champion for probably 2 of the last 3 or 4 years.
Bishop Carroll knocks off Derby tonight, 24-20.
How about that? I bet I know people who are at that game. I guarantee I know people who are at that game. Very well. Maybe the final play of the third quarter. Pass over the middle. It's going to be caught. 35. Nice foot race to the 40. Won't matter. It's coming back. The ball carrier is going to be swarmed over by Ravens at the Morehill Mount Academy 40-yard line. But see that marker at the 22?
That was the greatest penalty of the night, okay? So what happens is the ball gets caught by the Troy receiver. As soon as the official sees it, he turns around and just fires a flag and says, I don't know, holding ship, something. Let's pull this play back.
This is not going to stand.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of standing up, you want to stand up when the clock is standing straight up. Because I love telling you that you're enjoying high school football on CARE Radio. That is, of course, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. The beacon here, 93.7. Joseph, producing and engineering at the CARE Sports Studio. Gus Scouts with me here upstairs. At Guy Galley Field. All right, so they're going to mark this thing off. But Troy's going to have to hurry. We're at 10 seconds and counting, remaining in the third quarter. So we'll see if they elect to get this playoff. They will not. And that is the end of the third. We'll return fourth quarter on tap. The score here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Troy 48, Morehead Mount Academy 6.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Well, they're taking a little bit of time because to switch ends of the field, Gus, is kind of a hike right now. The line of scrimmage is way back inside the 20-yard line. Welcome back, everyone. Guy Galley Field. You're on the MHMA campus. Guys, it feels like yesterday that they decided that they were going to start playing football once again here on the Morehead Mount Academy campus. And instead, do you remember when they didn't play football here on this campus? Do you remember before they came back here and played it?
Of course I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We never played here.
Really?
I never played here.
Okay.
To play a half of football every 2 years at Amelia.
Okay. I didn't know when they made that switch. I didn't remember exactly what year it was.
Yeah, so I would say they probably moved here in, might have even been the year after. So I would say the fall of 05 probably is their first year here. Fall of 05, fall of 06. So
remember the first
probably
team
about the 20th anniversary of the stadium.
Remember the first team who came in here to play was the Spoof Hounds.
From America?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, nope. We used to play them over at Amelia.
All right, a second down at maybe 20-something. It's a long way to go. They'll set up a little screen. It's the perfect call, but it goes, like, nowhere. It gains a couple of yards. Usually a well-run screen is going to get you a little bit better than that, but it was defended superbly by the Ravens. It is third down in 20, I'm calling 22, it looks like, or so to me. 11-11 to go in the ball game.
I could with some certainty guess that it's going to be a quick little pass.
QB's back. Just
or
goes
deep.
Deep as he could throw it. Hard as he could throw it. It's going to go incomplete. It was much, much closer to Brody Cody than it was to Hunter Ingeman, the intended receiver.
And for the first time tonight, we're going to see Troy bring a punter into the ballgame. And if I bring a punter, they're just going to take Cassin Jasper and drop him back.
For tomorrow. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to punt.
How about this? Tomorrow for Peru State, they have three guys that have played quarterback this season, mm-hmm. and they've had four guys that have punted this season. All three quarterbacks have punted at least once this year, and the punters punted like 37 times, I believe.
There's a kick. It is wobbly and will land at the 40 and roll out of bounds around the 47-yard line. So the Ravens are going to begin this possession, their first possession of the fourth quarter in Trojan territory. It'll be first and 10. Morehead Mount Academy at the Troy
47-yard line with 10 minutes to play. And, Joseph, a heads up, this game will end at about 9:14, maybe 9:15.
Last week we thought we would know when a game would end, and it was like almost 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So get home 4 or 5 hours after you thought you were going to. But you got chicken nuggets. Here's a handoff right side. Omari just trying to stretch the field, but he had to slow down looking for any kind of opening that never, ever appeared. He'll be tackled back near the 50, losing two.
Tucker Jarrett, the middle linebacker, comes over and makes a stop on the play. You talk about a two-yard loss, pushes it back near midfield at the 49-yard line of Troy. So this ball still on the Troy side of the field.
Raymond's got a receiver already out. He's at the line of scrimmage. He says, I'm ready to go. Throw the ball over here. Second down, 12. Morehead Academy just across midfield, trailing by an insurmountable number. Here's a handoff in the middle, and the running back, as he gets to the line of scrimmage, you can see him, he kind of wraps up the ball, kind of turns his shoulder in, it kind of just leans into the defense, hoping to get what he could, and that was 3 yards, third down, 9. And MHMA's in four down territory here, just across midfield. So next week, the Ravens will be on the road, and depending on the outcomes, again, you speculate maybe
McCreary,
Louth or Pleasant Ridge, I would say. Back to throw, the lob left side, and Omar is over the outside shoulder. He was looking inside as he turns the body, cannot find the ball, and it goes incomplete, fourth down.
I do like the effort of an offensive lineman, you know, blocking all the way to the whistle. But on a pass play, being about 7 yards down the field is probably not quite ideal. But, again, I like the effort. I like the, you know, hustle we're seeing from this Morehead Mount Academy team. And, again, in a game where, you know, trailing by this kind of a margin, they're in the fourth quarter and, again, continuing to fight all the way to the end.
For the Ravens, that'll be Jace Campbell. Way over to the right side. QB will look left. Look left, throw left into traffic. It's going to be caught inside the 40-yard line. It's going to be at the first down marker. Move the chains. First and 10. Morehead Mount Academy, the ball caught by Rapplinger. Peter Rapplinger having a really nice game tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he had the sack on a couple possessions ago that time, able to run a nice out pattern, get the foot down before stepping out of bounds. Great job right there by the 6'1" junior.
Can you believe that less than a week from now we will have had college basketball here on Gear Radio?
Oh, wild, isn't it?
It is fantastic. What a great time of year. Now the snap back, a bit of a broken play. The quarterback is trying to decide what to do with it, and he will just eat it and get tackled for the loss of a couple.
Talk about, like, your next 2 weeks. So next week there's going to be Sports Look on Thursday, college basketball Thursday night, high school football next Friday, we assume.
Correct.
College football next Saturday.
Yes.
And then fast forward a week, you're going to have, I believe that is the football, basketball day on
Saturday. Saturday triple dip here on CARE. Raven football in the afternoon and men and women's basketball that evening. Second down.
With 87 teams now in the heart of America outside of conference.
But you see, now you play, is it like divisional or pod play or something where you play, you know, round robin with the teams in your pod, but you play maybe one game with the other ones, and it's just
a whole lot
beyond me.
Yeah.
Here's a handoff trying to get outside. Nice run getting downfield and then being grabbed and thrown to the ground along the near sideline. And again, all the way over near the track.
That was a nice run right there for Morehead Mount Academy's John Parker to tackle on the play by Tucker Jarrett. We'll set up a third down and 5 now for MHMA. We're at the 5:25 mark of the ball game.
Third and 5. Ravens would love to get a score on the board, wouldn't they? Just, you know, kind of a little exclamation point here toward the end of the game. Lots of players in the backfield. Quarterback is going to roll right. Again, he hesitates a little bit, which kind of telegraphs his intent, and then he's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage, losing another yard or two. And, I mean, this is no knock. When you're a freshman, you've got to learning. You got to get this figured out. I mean, that's part of growing into that position. But sometimes those little hesitations, sometimes those moments of indecision, a fast and good defense is going to utilize those to get you. Fourth down for the Ravens.
For the Ravens, big fourth down right here. If they don't convert, might be their final offensive play of the evening.
Again, your QB is going to have a single man behind him. Steps up, drops the ball, falls on it, that's it. He starts to, like, cock the arm to throw it, and the ball just kind of
I think as he went back, he hit it off the shoulder pad of his running back who was blocking back there. Well, when it's all said and done, at the four-minute mark, Troy will take over on down.
Okay, you've been there playing cold days. You played much colder than this. I mean, this is cold, but it's nothing like it's going to be when it's below freezing and it's snowy and stuff. But that football gets pretty hard, pretty slick, pretty difficult to hang on to.
Yeah, not only when it's cold, but then the football's wet as well. I mean, there's just... It is just like a brick out there, right? So,
and the grass is very thick and lush here yet, and so it holds a lot of water. Here's a handoff left side. It's going to be a big old run for Troy, racing down the left sideline to the Raven 40-yard line.
That time it was Briar Ferris, the 5'10" junior, into the ball game running the football.
With 3 minutes to play, the question is Troy going to push it down? Are they going to just wind this thing down? We'll see how they finish this out tonight. The ball is going to be at the Raven 41-yard line. Trojans will take it over to the right side with three receivers. Kasten Jasper has had another good night at QB. He'll fire one right side, and it will be incomplete. He threw that one really hard, looking for Engelman on the near side, who had a duel of lead blockers in front of him, but that pass was thrown so hard that it got there before Engelman did.
Yeah, and that time we've got a different quarterback. Kasten Jasper. Mm-hmm. Colt Jensen was kind of milling around in that backfield, and for a second it looked like he was going to make the quarterback. So, with 2 minutes left in the ball game, it'll be 2nd and 10, Troy.
Hand off on the draw play. It's going to be a big hitter inside the 40, 35, down to the 30. It's going to be right at the marker, first down.
Briar Ferris again on the run right there for Troy, and he's going to get it down to the marker right on the 30 with 1:50 left.
Troy, get to go to the far sideline, getting the play in, hustling back out onto the field. 1st and 10 Trojans, Raven 30-yard line. They lead it 48-6, and the clock getting away with 1.5 minutes to go. Receivers, twins to the left, twins to the right, single man to the backfield. Quarterback is going to go up under center. Jasper will send motion to the left, hand off to the running back. It was just kind of a little shovel pass, and straight ahead running markers thrown at the point of tackle around the 25-yard line.
Clock stop?
I was going to say, we stopped the clock for that? Face mask against the defense.
So, with 1:21, it'll be a first down for Troy.
And they will mark this thing inside the 20. And then they're going to mark it right at the 20-yard line. So here we go. Wait for the officials to say, here we go. We're rolling again. Got it wound up. 1st and 10 at the Raven 20-yard line for Troy, who lead right now by 42. And now there's a lot of milling around and wandering around and confusion. They're spotting the ball is a problem. Trying to get that where they want it.
Just like baseball where you,
you dust up the plate. Oh, yeah. You tap the bat. You clean the spike. It's always a good one, you know, getting the mud out of the spikes.
I think Troy going to go ahead and take a knee here?
It would appear that might be what they're going to go do here. And the final score here tonight in Atchison, Kansas, Troy's Trojans 48, Parham Out Academy 6, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Chris, good to have you back with us here at Kai Gully Field in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight it was Troy coming away with an impressive 48-6 win over MHMA, because Troy scored four opening quarter touchdowns. They had two more in the second and one more in the third as they got up to a big lead early and were able just to kind of float their way to the end of this one.
Yeah, you talk about this thing got started fast. An 80-yard kickoff return by Cole Jensen, and Jensen got two of the three, right? He got all three. So he had a kickoff return for a touchdown. He had a pick six for a touchdown. He also had a 6-yard reception for a touchdown tonight, so a big night for him. Hunter Ingeman caught a couple passes. Caden Rosenberg with the touchdown reception. And Kasten Jasper, though, was just a big night tonight. 1, 2, 3. Count them up. 4 passing touchdowns for the Trojans tonight. Troy, though, these two teams in the second half, we had one touchdown. Makes a long second half. Troy now moves to 5-3 overall. They're going to move to 3-2 in the district, 4-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. Morehill Mount Academy with this loss tonight falls to 2-6 overall, 1-4 in the district, and they'll await their Week 9 opponent.
And we'll be looking forward to bringing that to you. If you want to tune over to the school football scoreboard show on 103.9, don't forget to come back to CARE Radio tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, big game. It is homecoming 2025 for the Benedictine Ravens. Join us here on CARE with a pregame at about, 12:30-ish kickoff for 1 o'clock at Wilcox Stadium as the Ravens will host, first time ever coming to town, William Woods University and the Owls. Final score again here this afternoon or this evening. It is Troy 46, MHMA 48, MHMA 6. So we greet you tomorrow for Joseph at his studio. Gus with me here. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.